Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome one, welcome all. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Happy Memorial Day weekend. You always get confused. Is it just me when there's a day, but then we say the weekend? So we're like Memorial Day weekend.
That's day weekend. That's, it is a little contradicting.
I feel
Memorial
like
Day weekend, Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah, there's like a there'd be a cliche for it, and I don't know what it is. But guess what? I am now packed because on the last episode of the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, we are inner podcasting here. It was revealed that I am getting dumber. I mean, probably didn't need the podcast to know that. But I'm getting dumber time. And what's happening is it's coming in the form of cliches. That's where we're learning this. Because I messed up a cliche on one of our football shows on Fantrax Full 60. I guessed it on FNTSY's very own Jake Seeley's On Target podcast, where I messed up. We made a whole segment out of it, messing up a cliche. So we talked about it. Bogman's like, you know what? I'm going to buy you a book of cliches. And I was like, no, you're not. And sure enough, I literally opened up the mail about an hour before we started the show. I have a package and I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't order anything from Amazon. Pull it out. It is how many pages is this? This is like a almost 400 page book of cliches. Unbelievable. I mean, more like 350 with a glossary at the end. 350 full-on cliches with the description. So we are set, Bogman. But let's...
Well, you get them all confused. So I just... You had to have a book to say, look, here it is. This is what it is. And now you won't be confused anymore. That's all we want.
I like the forwards that they... By the way, here's another thing. A forward that they put on the back of a book. You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
That sounds like a cliche.
These are contradicting. One of them is, you can bet your bottom dollar this book is a winner, and much, much more. And actually, I want to burn the book because of that, because cliches also can be...
I think the copyright was from like 1986, but the cliches don't die. So
let's see. This looks like a library book. When was this made? Let's open it up here. 1991.
91. See, it's old.
Oh, wait, but it says first Ballantine Books edition was January 1987.
87. So there you go.
You know how many listeners weren't born when this book was made?
All of them.
All of them. Pretty much all of them.
Because you have to listen on an app, so they were definitely not born.
So what is that about? Why, like, am I reading too much into it? Why is it Memorial Day weekend?
Because you get the long weekend, it's like, you know, the day makes it a 3-day weekend.
But do we say Christmas Day weekend?
3-day weekend. So
yeah, but we don't say this is you know what this is? This is that what is it? The RBI thing, or what's the one that Evan in the Army gets? He gets so incensed about. Oh, it's like RBI, like runs batted in.
Runs batted in. He doesn't like RBIs because
RBIs. That's what it is.
If you stretch it out, it'd be runs batted ins.
Yeah, he doesn't like the pluralness of.
That's why I'm kind of with him. It doesn't bother me nearly as much as it does. Like a lot of people are. Like grammar Nazis are crazy. I'm not a grammar Nazi at all. Screw up your punctuation, mess up your words all over the place. But at least if you're going to say a cliche, get the cliche correct.
I guess, but like when I hear like. I agree with some of the grammar stuff. You're just like a word off
every time. You're like, until the birds come home or two cows in the bush. And I'm like, what do you do? How?
But like with some of the pronunciation stuff, like RBIs specifically, like that one, I get the logic behind it. Like runs batted ins. That's annoying. But when I think about RBIs and I say it, that moment is to me where someone's like, is that really annoying to you? You know, RBIs, runs batted ins. it's I become Russell Brand, and they're like, did you listen to the album? I'm like, no, I just went on and just lived the rest of my life. Like, that's how I feel when I hear that. I was like, doesn't it bother you? No, it doesn't.
Oh, my favorite thing is when someone will correct my grammar on Twitter, I post the same picture every single time, and it's an old Jim Gaffigan bit.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, just remember, when you correct someone's grammar, nobody likes you.
Twitter's the worst, man. Twitter's the worst in every capacity.
Well,
so
especially like you're going to correct my grammar. I mean, you go through a like true millennials feed. Someone that was born in 1998. Go through their feed. They spell nothing correctly.
I think I just came up with an idea.
Super accurate. And I don't even care. Like, whatever. Don't spell anything right. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
I'm looking for there's got to be, because it's Twitter. There's got to be a Twitter account that's dedicated to just cliches, right? I don't see it.
I'm sure.
I don't see it. What I should do, Bogman, I should create a Twitter account, and I should every single day, and I'll spend one day, and I'll schedule them on like Hootsuite, and I'll put every single cliche from this book in it, and I'll just have 2,000, and I'll try to get it up to one of those accounts that gets like 50,000 followers, so then I can just like, you know, I can just whore out for like money, you know, like paid sponsorships. Have you ever seen those Twitter accounts, by the way, that are like, you know, I'm trying to think of exactly what
I'm having
like
a Pepsi right now. It's the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Well, yeah, no, not quite like the Instagram girl. They're like, oh, look, whiten my teeth. And you look horrible. But what I'm talking about is like, it'll be like scariest places Twitter account. And like five of them are, you know, like horrible, scary stories. And then all of a sudden there's like a paid one for this like volcano chalk these people put in their teeth. And you're like, what the hell? And they're like paid sponsorship ads because a million people are following this for like scary stories or scary places around the world. And like half of the tweets are just sponsored tweets. That's what I should do with the cliche one. And then I could like, there's probably a great cliche I could put in the bio too. This is genius.
I just can't imagine a worse idea that will never come to life.
It's actually
a good idea.
It's a great idea.
But it will never come to life. Like, you just won't. You'll get tired of the cliches. I looked on Twitter. I found one called football cliches. And I'm all like,
football.
Oh, yes. And it's all soccer cliches. Please name yourself soccer cliches now, sir.
I'm looking this up right now. Dictionary of cliches. I'm seeing if this account is available. Is that available?
This is going to be like weird holes, except for you won't have to explain to somebody. I got the call from Google the other day.
Did you?
You know? Yeah. I just see your re-upping weirdholes.com. Just wanted to know if you would like to add any, you know, whatever, to bandwidth or any of that stuff. And I'm like, nope, just good with the name. Thanks.
They're like, well, you know, you really need to make your site secure because people need to feel secure when they go to weirdholes.com.
Yeah, well, that's all I get is calls to Google about our website where I have to explain to them what Weird Holes is so I don't sound like a creep or look like a creep. And then it's all Chinese bots sending me emails like, we can set up the best porn site for you, sir, if you just let us get to work on weirdholes.com.
We'll
have all the weird holes that you can imagine. And I'm like, it's for YouTube. Lost down the hole of YouTube and you find weird stuff, that's what it is. It's not porn.
I feel like not everyone may know the story. A couple years ago on a podcast, we came up with this idea of weird holes, and I was like, buy the domain. And I always want to do that. I feel like the little intertwining things of our universe, which we have created a universe, God forbid to people listening that they're like, what is wrong with you guys? We have this little universe of like little Easter eggs. And like, that's one of my favorite, that we've owned weird holes for almost 2 years now, or over 2 years. We haven't built a site. We owned a plot of land in Europe, and we're technically lords. We are technically lords by virtue of law, because we own land in where is it?
It's in Scotland.
Yeah, but there's like specifically like we are lords of
Glencoe.
I think it's Glenlivet. Yeah, any Glen will do. Like maybe it's Glencoe. I'm Lord Welsh of Glencoe.
Yeah,
that's a real thing. Like, I'm not even joking. That's a real thing. That is right there. The other guy on here, that is Lord Bogman of Glencoe.
I'm trying to go through my files here and find it.
Oh, your files? You got a file cabinet?
Yeah, it's definitely not a plastic crappy filing cabinet.
Well, here, Bogman, cut to the quick. That's a cliche. It says, oh, wait, no, that doesn't, that's the wrong meaning. Deeply offended. One meaning of quick that has largely gone out of use is flesh, and it is the living flesh that is being cut in the image. What? The metaphor.
Quick flesh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, quick fleshlight. See, their tenants, whom they pull to shave to the quick by raising their rent. So it, that's, I don't know, man. I don't know if this book is going to work. Did you find your...
Yes, it's Glencoe. I was right. Glencoe.
Okay, so Lord Bogman of Glencoe and Lord Welsh of Glencoe speaking to you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ridiculous. Ridiculous of us, this whole thing. We are in this league at, is it the Welsh? At inthisleague.com.
Is
not
it the
Weird
Lord?
Holes. Not weirdholes.com, but we do own that website. And I may, by the time you're hearing this, own, if the Twitter handle's available, Dictionary of Clichés. I am 100% making this, and I'm going to hire someone on, and we're going to just hootsuite and schedule them one a day for, I mean, how many days is 2,000? That's like 6 years.
It's a lot of days.
It's a lot of days.
You know what's funny is I just saw a, I screen capped it and put it in our football room too. It said May 24th, 2018 is the 10,000th day since the Cincinnati Bengals have won a playoff game.
That makes you feel good, right?
It does.
Yeah.
That's the kind of off-season news I'm into.
Bogman, egg in your beer? Often phrased as a question beginning with, what do you want? Egg in your beer? It says, aren't you satisfied with what you've got? Why are you griping? And God, dude, this like gives like full on whole things. The idea is strikingly demonstrated by a bartender's lingo for an order of beer with an egg in it. I don't know what any of this means, but egg in your beer is apparently, aren't you satisfied? That's what
egg
that
in your beer.
Do you want? Egg in your beer? Is that not good enough? Well, listen, on target. What's your problem?
Okay, so hold on. Egg in your beer. Does it say what year it originated or what? Like,
well, it originated 1938. The origination is 1938. American speech took note of
1938.
Unadorned phrase, egg in your beer, as meaning as easy, an easy job, something for nothing.
Okay, there's one that I've always been curious about, but I don't want to look it up.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'd go on some government list.
Let's hear.
Where did Scrooge the Pooch came from?
Okay, Scrooge the Pooch. Let's see. Ooh, I found Snow Job. I think I might know what that is.
Whoa. That was in Clerks.
That was on a tube. Let's see. Scratch the surface. It's not in here.
Not in there. That's probably appropriate.
Scarce as hen's teeth. Saving grace.
Scarce as hen's teeth.
Have a screw loose. What is this? Between Skilia and Sherry Bottles?
Is what? That a band? I think that's a band, isn't it?
By the Seat of Your Pants.
Isn't Skilia the one that isn't Skilia the one that does all religious songs?
Wow, I've got this. Maybe the New Day and Skilia. Here's one. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
I thought it was what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
According to this, is what sauce. It says what's good or fitting for one person or situation is equally good for another. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Why is it sauce, though?
Mic drop.
I thought it was just good.
I don't know. I'm going to get sauce.
All right, well,
right,
that's
now
our new thing now. Whenever something is good, we're going to have to call it sauce.
I think that's a thing, though.
Yeah,
that's probably an Urban Dictionary thing.
Now.
So. Okay, so what's good for one person is good for everybody. So this show,
sauce cliche. I like it.
That is a sauce cliche. This show is sauce for the goose. It's sauce for the gander, my friends, because we have completely buried an entire segment with only talking about the Bengals not being in the playoffs for 10,000 days. Was that right? 10,000 days?
10,000 days. I mean,
days.
How could you still be a Bengals fan?
I don't know, man. A lot of Capitals fans, they buried through a lot of stuff, and now they're going to, be playing in the Stanley Cup Finals. against the Las Vegas Knights.
Yeah, boy, it's been such a long time since the Las Vegas Knights.
Like 10,000 hours. Right? Yeah, 10,000 hours that team has been alive, and they're in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
It was best case scenario, though, for the NHL, by the way. Like Tampa Bay, what was it, Tampa Bay, Winnipeg? Disaster. Hockey's already a disaster.
So expansion
nobody
team
watches
versus
it.
Alex Ovechkin possibly getting his first ring. I think that's pretty solid. Man, we talked about hockey more than anything else in this show. So
I know. I'm just saying, nobody watches hockey. And then the person on here that watches hockey, you're like the guy that watches TNA wrestling. Like you can stumble across like
it's
WWE.
Not that bad.
No,
come
no, no.
On.
Somebody give me the TNA. Give me some TNA. The TNA ratings compared to the NHL regular season ratings, because you have to actively, when you have to actively search for something, it's because you're a P1 of it. You can't have the casual fan. You know what I mean? Like that's what that is. That's the like wrestling and hockey are on about the same level. I don't want to hate on hockey. I used to like. I remember Patrick Waugh. I'm relevant to hockey. Martin Brodeur.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think that I don't want to compare it to. I don't know. You know.
Good take.
People like both those things, and they're niche. They're more niche than baseball or football or basketball.
But that's I think that's what I was getting at. They're niche.
Yeah.
They're niche.
They're still sauce. I like them. They're sauce.
Okay. Well, the NHL is all sauce because, you know, what is good for the goose is good for the gander in the NHL. But it wouldn't
sauce
have been
for the gander.
It wouldn't have been if it was the Winnipeg Jets versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Is that right?
I'm going to tell you off air why I always laugh whenever the Winnipeg Jets are brought up. And it's because if you know it, it's because of an Adam Sandler song.
Oh, I don't know it.
Mm. Yep.
Is it?
It's
come on, Hanukkah. Put
nope,
on your yarmulke.
Nope, it's the dirtiest Adam Sandler song that he's ever sang in any of the CD.
All right, during the break, we're going to talk about it. Don't go anywhere. I swear to God, we'll talk about sports, NFL, baseball. Hanley Ramirez getting cut. There's some basketball playoffs going on. Maybe you heard of it. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on said Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know that, don't you? Because you are listening, and I would say you went out of your way to listen, so we appreciate that. Bogman, have you heard about DailyRoto.com's Dollar Month right here on the network?
You know it.
I mean, I might have mentioned it before. The context that we have told you, and it is real. You're out there, you see lottery. What's the lottery worth? Like $70 million something right now?
I have no idea.
And that's awesome. That'd be amazing. You pay your dollar, maybe get a couple of them, $2 per ticket, by the way. You pick a bunch of numbers, that's it. You clutch the ticket, and you're hoping, you're like, oh, my dreams come true. Wham! Doesn't happen. But let's say that you try DailyRoto.com's Dollar Month. You pay that dollar, you are going to get access to 30 days transported into a world that produced 5 millionaires. You can take destiny in your own hands. Just go to DailyRoto.com, enter the code $1, all spelled out. That's DailyRoto.com. Enter code $1. Let's find a cliche. Let's see. Oh,
pull
you know this
water
one.
Water bottle.
Winnipeg Jets. We listened to that on the thing. Keep your head above water. This is good for our next topic. Stay solvent. Avoid disaster. It is the one way avoids drowning, so it's and so it extends readily to the avoidance by struggle of other kinds of disaster. I don't know. Where would that apply? Let's say a major...
The NFL's trying to do that right now.
Let's say there's a major sports organization that has a really touchy subject that's out there. Mm. And then to try to stay above water, they're like, how can we avoid this disaster? Oh, let's just really define it and hone it down. And I don't know, like, let's say this kneeling rule with the anthem. Let's just don't even come out. Don't even come out. And by the way, if you come out, we're going to openly punish you and you're hurting your teammates. And you're going to stand and you're going to respect the flag and all that. I don't want to get into a whole bunch of it. But the NFL, you could listen to this episode because keep your head above water. That is a cliche that you guys should have looked into beforehand. I don't think there's a lot of room for us to talk about that, though.
Well, I mean, look, bottom line, nobody wants to hear our political opinion. You know, we're a lot like the NFL players.
Stay in your lane, Bogman and the Welsh. Right. You don't want to do the funnies.
And not even offering a political opinion, just a business opinion. I mean, it's a bad look. So, okay, half of your audience was possibly alienated by one thing, and now you go, no, we're going to fix this. And now the other half feels, completely alienated by this. It just doesn't make any sense.
Did you hear this whole, like, it wasn't even actually, like, voted on? Like,
yeah,
just like, who wants to do this? Like, yeah, like, all right, it's a rule.
So here's what I read, and this makes way more sense, was not that it wasn't voted on, but they didn't tally votes because they said that the owners are in a room, or the representatives of the owners, whoever they are in a room. So all 32 teams represented except for one abstaining, which was Mark Davis, was not there for the Raiders. And they said, who wants this rule passed? And they got 30 of 31 to raise their hand. So at
who was
that
the one
point,
that didn't?
They didn't say. So at that point, they said, all right, we're not even going to bother going through a vote. We all want it. It's going through. So,
well,
because it doesn't have to be unanimous. It just has to be over 50%. So,
yeah. So it's going to be a whole thing. You know, I think I saw someone put out a really good tweet. I can't attribute them because I don't remember, because remember, I'm an idiot. But
that's not sauce.
Yeah, that's not very sauce. But it was a good point to say, like look at the storylines that we're going to walk into in this NFL season. You got, you know, there's the Brady stuff just in general. Brady wasn't at OTAs. There's the overall Brady. Can they, you know, come back through? You've got, you know, will Carson Wentz get healthy? Will Deshaun Watson be healthy? You know, I mean, just go through the whole thing. Saquon Barkley. Think of all the stories that exist out there to walk into this NFL season two. There literally isn't going to be one bigger thing covered from exhibition game one to week one than this national anthem stuff. Not yeah. one thing. That will be every stupid ESPN, every place, every article out there leading up will be like, will they do it? Will someone kneel? And then it'll be, and there'll be a count. You know what they'll be? Watch this. You know that, what's that? We were just talking about this. Doesn't the NFL have like that all 22 or whatever where you get all the different yeah. camera angles?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have one in the locker rooms. And they'll be like, and they're going to tally. They're going to tally. Come, Mr. Tally, man, tally guys who don't come out for the anthem. Like, that's what's going to happen. They're going to start tallying it, and they're going to keep track of it, and it is going to be such a bigger issue than it was before. So, yeah.
Well, you know, my solution to this was, you know, get rid of it. Get rid of the national anthem. And I know a lot of people don't like that. And I'm not saying because I'm unpatriotic, get rid of it. I'm saying if you get rid of the national anthem, it takes all the power away from anyone in any scenario to stand up, to kneel, to do whatever. And to me, it's just like the cheerleaders. You know, it seems like the Redskins were just the tip of the iceberg on this cheerleader scandal. So we're going to have other cheerleaders from other teams coming through. So get rid of them. We don't need cheerleaders. We don't need the national anthem before the game. Kick the game off, play the game.
Here's my solution. That teams should cut a deal. Every team should cut a deal with Madden, with EA Sports, with Madden. and then the entire pregame will just be a Madden simulation, and they can simulate the national anthem in the video game with everyone standing. And that's what everyone will see. And then when the game starts, we'll
finally... It's square to kneel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he hit the truck stick. That guy's kneeling. No, I just think we'll have like Madden simulations. We'll play it. You know, esports is popular. That'll be good.
What other ridiculous things should the NFL ban? Like, no getting injured, no bathroom breaks. Sorry. Yep. Can't do these things.
I definitely think no more alcohol.
Yeah, no more alcohol.
No more food.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you really want nobody to show up, get rid of the liquor. So
yeah, well, I mean, we'll keep that. I mean, you saw that. We talked about that. That interesting story out there that there was a game that a while back that the Steelers actually canceled the national anthem due to weather, and nobody complained. No one
noticed. Well, because no one was kneeling then. So, and another part of this, and I know, look, you know, I'm never going to blame the media for blowing up a story because they have a job to do. You know what I mean? Sure. They have a job to do, and this is an absolute story for them to go and say, hey, this guy is kneeling. They get more reaction, more hits, more watches, however you tally it, Mr. Tallyman. Mm-hmm. They get it because people are kneeling. It is a thing. So I'll never say that, you know, the media shouldn't cover this. I do think it's a ridiculous subject, but you know, the media just, they cover what people want to see. And this is something that people want to see. But another thing when you get rid of it is the media can't cover it because it doesn't happen. Or if the NFL is sitting there going, hey, this makes everybody look bad. How about you just say to the people that who you sold your rights to, hey, look, you can't cover the national anthem anymore.
I would say
we're going to have commercials during the national anthem, and that's that.
I would say there's a nice cliche of to have egg on your face, to be embarrassed or something at something that one has done. I don't know what that word is. What is that word?
Spell it.
Chagrined or chagrin?
Chagrin. Yeah.
Maybe to be embarrassed or chagrined at something one has done or the way one did it. The NFL is not doing itself.
I was embarrassed when I said originated or whatever I said.
I was embarrassed when I couldn't read what chagrined was. And egg on my face. The NFL just continues to put egg on their face because this is just a bad look. The NFL, like, they're just so poorly run, and maybe the attention is so much, you know, so much that you just can't avoid it, that no matter what they do, it's a no-win situation. There's a cliche for that. But the NFL... It's come out that the NFL used a polling firm to get public opinion on Colin Kaepernick. That's not a good look. Nope. Because guess what? A big thing that comes out of this national anthem thing is, all right, you guys have openly figured out your solution to it.
I didn't even think about it. You mentioned it when we were doing Full 60. You're like, well, now there's no reason that Colin Kaepernick.
That's what I was about to say. There's no reason to not have Colin. There wasn't reason before, you know, but wink, wink.
Right.
Now there is no actual true reason. So then what you do is the NFL – Kaepernick has a lawsuit out, by the way, about the NFL's – the NFL owners and the NFL, like, you know, all huddling up and purposely colluding. Not like, – colluding. That's what I'm looking for. To not sign him. And then they come up with this rule, and then it has been shown that the NFL used a polling firm to get public opinion on Kaepernick. And here's what's in it. When asked about Kaepernick's inclusion in the GPG poll, the NFL declined comment through a spokesperson. Representatives from Kaepernick and the NFLPA both declined immediate comment. According to sources, the NFL approved research that sought two pieces of information. One, whether Americans believe Kaepernick should have been signed by an NFL team. And given that Kaepernick remained a free agent, whether fans believe that was because to stand for the national anthem or due to his on-field performance or other reasons. The sources said the poll also explored overall attitudes toward the potential disciplining of players who refused to stand for the anthem in protest over racial or social inequalities. The data was then divided into multiple demographics, sources said, including whites, African Americans, Latinos, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials. Now, this is like basic, like corporate, like, I think a lot of corporate entities are going to want to know just, like, you know, information about their own organization.
That's true.
The problem
when you're being sued, it's not a good look to, and people have already said that before they were even being sued, which is, I'm guessing, when they decided to do this. It's also like he had already said that he thought he was being blackballed. So
it's a bad look. Like, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
These guys, I'm surprised. What, do they have enough politicians? You know what politicians do? They run everything to PACs. Like, the politicians don't do anything, but there are these PACs, these organizations in support of these guys, that then the PACs go out and they spend dollars on radio stations to slam an opponent, you know, to promote their cause, to promote their thing, or another thing, to go out and do polling. Polling for how I work around candidates in some fashions. They go out to run these type of polls to see how are they favoring in you know, in their race. And then if it works in their favor, or they kind of position the questions to be in their favor, they use it in their candidacy. I'm shocked the NFL didn't have some, like, separate organization, some PAC that was doing this, because this is a dumbass look. This is a very political conversation we're having, by the way. This is a dumbass look by the NFL. A, you came up with a ridiculously idiotic and it was a dumb decision of what you made, I believe. It was a dumb solution to this decision that is only going to divide more stuff. Then the guy that is behind the whole center of this, who has a lawsuit out against you, you got a polling firm to find out what the public sentiment was on said player. And like, hey, do you feel he was warranted?
You know
warranted?
What I want more
probably
than
so
anything?
What?
I want the results of that poll.
Sure.
I want to know. I want to know what people said. You know what I mean? And the NFL is probably like, oh, well, we asked this, but then we just ditched the information. Nobody cared. So, to try to make themselves look better. It's a horrible, horrible, awful, dumb, stupid look by the NFL to have this. And, before someone somewhere should have said, well, we can't do that in case we get sued. You know what I mean? Isn't there people doing that out there all the time? Well, we can't do this in case we get sued. Where was the in case we get sued guy on this one?
Dude, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. And guess what?
NFL, you need to hire somebody. I'll be the you might get sued guy. So
I'll be a Doug. on top of all of it, guess what? Like, this is all taking away from a very, very important issue. You can no longer have a running start on kickoffs. This is a very important issue that we are getting. It is complete. This is like, this is
Get
a Friday news dump. This is a Friday news dump, by the way. You know what they say, like before like a weekend or a big news, you know, if a big event is going on, you know, like the president or something like that, they'll dump some news on a Friday night. You dump some news. This is a news dump. They dump all this crap on us.
They try to do this for net neutrality. So
yeah, it's idiotic stuff. And like, we're sitting here, we just fell into the trap, by the way. Two guys that really don't need to talk about this stuff, but it's just hilariously dumb. I think the most important question that comes from it, outside of the, what was it? The egg, to have egg on your face, which is another one of our cliches that we put together here. Outside of all of that, the bigger question, I think we come back to this Kaepernick thing. Like, is he going to have a team? Is he going to sign? The guy still looks like he's in prime health. There's a video. He was just like a month or two ago that he was training out at the Houston facility. He's in prime shape. I think a lot of teams have kind of talked about it.
The Colts were trying out a guy that I've never even heard of in my life the other day. His name was like Chet Morris. Or Chad Morris or somebody, and I was just like,
it's a bad look too. Guy named Chet.
Like, why is this dude getting a shot when Colin Kaepernick is still out there?
I wonder.
And there's other quarterbacks that are better than whoever this guy. I understand he's a cheap option. Kaepernick probably isn't, but good.
Well,
God.
The Seahawks have talked about it, and this kind of thing has all
been
resolved.
Yeah, and then their one
now.
Question was, are you still going to kneel? And he said yes, and then they said, no thanks.
Well, you got to wonder, though, because now that that's settled. Now, I mean, it doesn't, by the way, this little ruling doesn't mean that he can't still do it. He's just going to hurt his team. So you would assume that, you know, those ramifications.
Hurt his own wallet. He'll get fined.
Yeah, so. But they're talking about a 15-yard penalty, you know, if you're doing that type of stuff. So, I wonder if this is going to open up the floodgate for him signing with the team. And the Seahawks have vocally been one that have been looking at it. And the Texans at one time. The Texans were a team that there was interest in, you know, Deshaun Watson coming back. There's a similar, a similar nature of those two quarterbacks. Really, if you look at, you start crossing and dotting the I's here, it's a cliche I probably got wrong. connecting the dots. That's what I was looking for. See, I got it wrong. When you start connecting the dots, you know, Kaepernick makes sense to back up in a place with quarterback of similar attributes, you know, like a guy that can mobily work, go around the pocket, who's got a strong arm, and Watson and Russell both fill that role. I kind of think he's going to sign in Seattle.
Kansas City would be a great spot for him. You know,
I totally agree
Patrick
with that.
Patrick Mahomes is a first year starter. Same kind of
good
stuff.
Call.
You know,
I think Seattle is a good, I think Seattle is the prime spot. I do think he's going to sign. I think he's going to sign with a team, and I think it's going to be Seattle. Do you?
I mean, that would make a lot of sense. I just don't think he's going to sign anywhere. I don't think the NFL.
More fodder
just
for the NFL lawsuit, dude. I'm telling you, more fodder. The best thing the NFL can do is pull some more illegal crap and be like, you guys got to sign him. Like, you got like an open letter. Someone's got to sign him. We can't have this
so
on
they
the.
They have to draw straws.
Yeah.
Team has
someone's
going to
have to take a bullet. Someone's going to have to take one for the team because it is more fodder for their lawsuit.
Whatever team it was that voted against this. You know, you should be the guy, the same guy to sign Colin Kaepernick.
A lot of egg on their face is what we're
yep.
saying. So, okay, there you go.
Not
for that. Another NFL, I love this. We're going to talk about this when we come back from break. Every NFL logo ranked. Bogman found this. This is a great article. So let's talk about it. Let's rank out the NFL logos next on In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
You want to throw a weight at me. Throw a weight at me right now. We'll talk
you
about
won't
that.
Even do it.
We'll talk about that. I mean, you know, if the NSA isn't listening, the FBI isn't tracking us. Welcome back. It's In This League. Right
not
here on the
important.
Fantasy Sports. What's that?
I said, we're not important. Who cares if they're
can
listening?
Imagine? Can you imagine if, like, you ever got word, like, you know, like the FBI was following you? Be like, for what?
Just wasting so much time. Are
yeah,
you
like,
kidding?
I mean, that would be the proof, by the way, of, like, well, this government is.
I'd actually be mad that they're wasting.
That's what I was just, dude, I was like, I know the government is a complete waste because you're trailing me. You're following
just
me.
Like,
you're listening to me. For what?
I remember one time you said, you know, What if you, do you think there's like, because I get this.
The horrible stuff we say on the phone. I know what you're talking about. I was like, can you imagine if there was some guy in the NSA like listening
no,
to
no,
us?
No, not that.
Oh.
It was about when I lived at the place with my roommate Couch. And I told you one time I just had this feeling like I was on my computer that someone was like standing right over my shoulder. It was like that
ooh,
creepy feeling. And I looked back real quick and I got that feeling twice when I lived there. And it, you know, I'm not a big ghost spirit, whatever person, but you're like a little creeped out by that stuff.
I'm totally creeped out by that stuff.
Are
like,
you? Okay.
Yeah. Like all in general, like, well, like when I was younger, I had this like really intense, like fear of like aliens. Like it was just,
I had that when I was a kid too. It's cause I watched X-Files.
Well, it's because I'm a maniac and I saw like, what was
Fire
it?
In the Sky.
Fire in the Sky. That's it.
Yes,
cause we're from
same.
Arizona
same.
And Fire in the Sky yep. was this story for all of these millennials that don't know that Fire in the Sky was a story about these guys in Northern Arizona that this one guy that was like abducted and he kind of like remembered it and then he was sent back down and whatever. And this was like a true story for a long time. And come to find out it was all fake, by the way. Or, you know, the government
made
him
made
tell
the guy say
yeah.
it's fake.
But
right?
the guy like remembered all the stuff and the movie's like freaky. And that
is totally creepy, especially when you watch it when you're 9.
Yeah. And that really like freaked me out. And then I had like there's this one time with this guy that you and I both can't stand anymore. But we used to be friends and we were like, I remember it was like out and like the sky was like red one time. And it was just like really weird. And then like the combination of those two things, I would get like freaked out at like the thought or like watching like the creepy alien stuff. But same thing with ghosts, like because I'm kind of like a loner person. So if I'm like sitting in my house alone and it's like dark and I watch something too freaky, I'm like, oh man, this is too much. Plus, the last one here, I think I've told this story on like Secret Show or, that we've done or something, but there was this girl, it always starts with a girl, that I was friends with, and we were like, you know, out partying all night, and we went back to her place, and I was going to stay there, and she was like, I got to warn you. She's like, my house is haunted. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, there's two things. She's like, my bedroom is really haunted. I'm like, okay. I heard that. You can just tell me the truth. And she's like, and then we've got the Marble Boy. And I was like, what?
What?
The Marble Boy.
I think I beat him in Mega Man.
Yeah.
Marble Boy.
Yeah, maybe. And so then I'm like freaked out. And she kind of like set the standard. So then we're in her room on her bed. And I'm like, dude, I am like legit like, oh my God. Like I was like the, you could feel the tension in the room. I didn't sleep a wink and I was freaked out. And I like, I don't know, like it was all manifesting like this weird stuff. The next morning we're in her kitchen. Dude, I swear to God, you hear the sound of marbles dropping. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, that's a Marble Boy. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
You know why I would have felt smart? Because I would have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express that night. There's
I
no way
have.
I would have sat around for that.
Never back there again. Never back there again. I can tell. You know what? I got one other alien story. Maybe we'll talk about it on one of our secret shows. A little plug. If you guys want our secret comedy uncensored shows, patreon.com/ITL Army. I will tell you about a close encounter that I had.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it and tease it there. But yes. Little bit freaked out. So where were we going? You were just saying,
well,
like,
I was telling, you know, we talked about the NSA and then we got into the ghost stories or whatever. But what I was saying was I had that, you know, that feeling that someone was standing like right over my shoulder.
Oh, like half the people listening right now, they're like, what? They're like having it. Like people are like, it's like a yawn effect because you're saying it. People are like, yeah, maybe me too.
Yeah. Well, so you're like, oh man, what if you live with a ghost? I'm like, I don't care. And you're like, how can you say that? And I'm like, well, I'm the most boring person in the world. Would the ghost like sports and porn? Like, if the ghost really likes the Arizona Diamondbacks and Adriana Chechik, then it's fine with me. If not, it needs to go haunt somebody else. I'm boring. What can I tell you?
What if it possesses you? Like, it's inside your body.
Then hopefully it'll make me work out. That would be great.
Well, I mean, all that. You know what? Good point.
Working out and stuff.
All that convulsing, throwing up, and your head spinning, you might lose a couple
yeah,
LBs.
Yeah, exactly. Give me some malaria. I need some of it.
What does it have to do with the NSA?
Well, you said, what if someone is listening? And I'm like, well, that's worthless. And it's just like someone haunting me. It's worthless.
And then even though, like, one of the most common hacker things is they hack into your webcam.
Yeah. I watched that one. You told me about it. I already forgot what it's
called.
Deep Web or something. Darknet. Yeah.
Darknet on Showtime.
Yeah. The Dark Knight starring Christian Bale. So, I watched that and I got a little bit creeped out by the people that can just hack into your computer and get to your webcam. So I just killed my webcam. So
you didn't do the little like tape, put a little tape over it?
No. I mean, there's no difference. Like, you can't get to it unless you're on the computer. So
little tip, if you ever, you know, a little tender dating something, you go back to a chick's house and she tender and she has a little tape over that webcam. That's someone that is a little freaky. They don't want unsolicited people seeing what's happening on that webcam. Little freaky or little conspiracy. Both of those. So we'll talk about aliens on the next secret show, amongst other things. So every NFL logo ranked by...
Well, we need to go back to Richie Incognito.
Oh, are we going to talk about him? We want to talk about him? We can go all over the board here. Okay, Richie Incognito or the ranked logos. Which one do you want to do right here?
Let's do Richie Incognito because this is just... The dude, his story is just way, way too weird.
He is wild. So, Richie Incognito, he was arrested, I believe... The other day. Yeah. Now, Richie Incognito is the one that retired, and then he openly, like, he retired on, like, Twitter or whatever, and then he was talking about CTE and blah, 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 blah. Then he unretired. Then the Bills released him. They're probably like, get the hell out of here. Well, that wasn't it, because on Wednesday of this past week, Richie Incognito was reportedly detained for involuntary mental was detained for involuntary mental evaluation after he was accused. I love the first part of throwing tennis balls at a guy,
and
he threw a dumbbell at the person.
Yeah.
So I read the whole article. Essentially, what happened was there was this guy. Well, Richie Incognito has his story. There's this guy that was like running around in the place, and Richie Incognito was like talking to himself and kind of like freaking out or something. So the guy was kind of like, you know, hey man, it'll be okay. You know, we all go through stuff. And then the guy just keeps running. And then all of a sudden he gets a tennis ball thrown at him. And then the guy, and then Richie Incognito's like, get out of my bleeping playground. And then the guy like, yeah, then Richie like threw a weight in the pool and then threw a dumbbell at him. And then
I'd be gone. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. Big scary racist man. See ya.
And then the workers came in and they were kind of like, what's going on? And Richie Incognito is like, the FBI's after me. I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. You know, I'm being spied on. He thought the guy running around was with the FBI. And then then the police came, and then he essentially was like, call the FBI. They'll tell you everything. And then they're like, whoa, dude. And I think what they were alluding to in the article, though I haven't read it officially, like he was on some like hallucinogen, like maybe some type of like mushroom hallucinogen that was making him super, super paranoid. Like he was on some type of a drug that was making him paranoid and thinking that, by the way, as I'm saying paranoid, I'm like shaking my leg like a paranoid person now that we're talking about aliens and ghosts. But he was like, you know, freaking out like the FBI was following him, like he was on a mission, like he was, you know, Agent Zero, the Manchurian Candidate, was Richie Incognito.
He's Tom Cruise.
He's crazy.
This is Mission Impossible.
He is, and he is terrifying. I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of scary looking athletes. Big dude. I'm not sure there's anyone that's scarier than Richie Incognito. He is all tatted up. That dude is 300 plus. That guy is.
He
terrifying.
Looks like the bouncer for a KKK meeting.
Yeah, it looks like he's from American History X. Maybe no affiliation, possibly. But
he's the leader of the white clan.
I don't know. He is a terrifying looking dude. And to have that guy throwing a dumbbell, I'd be like, nope, gone.
Yeah, that's why I said, I'm like, I get the hell out of there. No thanks. The guy's unstable. And if anybody knows who he is, they know he's unstable. Like, I don't know that he's an actual racist. What I do know is that he will say anything to get into the guy's head playing across from him. And that's why he's caused so much problem. I don't know that he actually believes the things he's saying, but he knows if he says horrible, awful, hateful things to the guy playing across from him, he'll get him on tilt. So he'll drop all kinds of racist stuff in the middle of the game to try to throw the guy off his game. And because no one else does that, those guys get really mad and, you know, they take it to heart, as they probably should. And it's probably something he shouldn't be doing. But yeah, it's the Baker Act. It's basically you know, you go to the nice place with the padded walls for a little bit until they level you out with whatever it is. And you realize that the FBI is not following you, and you can get, and this has to be doubly, I mean, this could be brought on by CTE, which is another NFL negative.
More NFL crapping on. I look at this and I was really trying to think, dude, like there, I mean, there's, you know, there's crappy people everywhere. So sports is like a fishbowl, you know, where we're all like,
melting pot.
Yeah, a melting pot. Yeah, there you go on the cliches. But what I'm saying by fishbowl is it's like something like it's this encapsulated world that we get to point where we're like, ooh, see, this is bad. But it's, you know, it's a microcosm of everything. But I'll tell you, in the other sports, I can't recall a lot of guys going crazy. And if you just think of a recent Titus Young, Zay Jones, Richie Incognito, not just guys that are like having like weird stuff going on, or, you know, maybe they're, you know, I mean, there's lots of stuff going on in baseball and stuff. You get like abuse things, but like I'm talking like crazy, crazy mental things. It is an isolated football thing right now, and some psychos. I mean, Titus Young is a psychopath. Zay Jones tried to jump out of a 30-story building for God.
Trey Mason is
a Jesus warrior.
You know, Trey Mason never made it in the NFL because he had mental health issues, too. It's it's a thing where I think that probably every sport has an equal amount of guys that are imbalanced. And And there's no problem with that. People are imbalanced. It's just it's the way you were born. You know, it's like being born white or black or whatever. It's just something that happens.
But there's a difference
But it's exacerbated with all the head trauma that comes with football.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think that's why you see it more in football, even with the young guys. I mean, Zay Jones is super young. You know, Trey Mason barely made it into camp with the Rams before, being cast aside because
Trey
of his problems. So, his problems are real bad.
But it's like a key being unlocked because every sport, every walk of society, every job, every, you know, maybe household, there's levels of mental health that's being affected. But like football, and maybe it is the hits and the CTE that we talk about, it seems to unlock the insanity because these are certifiable things that are going on that, you know, Titus Young and like I said, Richie Incognito, like this is crazy talk that I don't see it in other sports. Like I said, guys do stupid stuff. They do idiotic things. They get drunk. Maybe they're just crappy people. But like mental health is being unlocked by, you know, the head injuries. And that is like wild stuff with Richie Incognito. And guess what? Richie Incognito, if Richie Incognito would have got a job before Colin Kaepernick, get out of here.
I guarantee you if they clear him mentally and they say, hey, look, you know, we just needed to get his meds straightened out and he wants to come back, there's a shortage of offensive linemen in the NFL. He'll get a job.
You think
so? He will.
You think so?
100%. If he wants to play again, and that's a big thing. Like once he gets straightened out, he may say, "What the hell was I thinking?" You know what I mean? Because he seemed to be okay when
he retired. He just did about 6 weeks ago. He did the podcast, the Pardon My Take podcast, the Barstool guys, where like he had them at his house and he kind of talked openly, you know, about stuff and he's joking around and he's being a bro and everything like that. Like that just happened.
Yeah, I mean, did he sound normal or did he sound like a crazy, insane person?
He sounded like Richie Incognito. Not like this Richie, not NSA, FBI Richie Incognito.
So just a dick.
Yeah, just like him. Right. Just kind of like, you're not really likable. You know, like just his stuff.
Yeah, but he wasn't nuts.
No, he sounded like a human being, though. Maybe not a likable human being. And then, I mean, that's why it was like some type of like drug, some type of thing. And so maybe it's that stuff that turns people into zombies. Remember that? Do you remember when it was a couple years ago when people thought the zombie outbreak was happening because people were taking
bath salts?
Exactly. And like, you know, they were like weird crap was happening and someone was like eating somebody and it was like the zombie outbreak.
You know, what's funny is that even, you know, you kind of see like a drug trend for a long time after it becomes a drug. That came and went real quick. I think even the drug people, you know, even the people who love drugs the most were like, nah, I don't want to turn into a zombie. So
you want to know the key connection, though, to all of it?
What is it?
Florida.
Florida. That was Boca Raton.
Yep. Florida. Don't tell me I'm not wrong. Florida, man. Florida had the bath salt people, the guy on the highway that was trying to eat somebody. Florida, you got Richie Incognito.
I remember reading that some weird law in Florida where you can't name the person accused of something. That's why you always get Florida Man instead of the name of, you know, Jim Johnson accused of throwing weights, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
Unless they're a famous person, you have to say you have to be vague. You can't say their name.
I just came up with the best. Oh, wait, is this real? Hold on. I came up with the best idea ever.
What is it?
Florida Man Twitter account. Oh, someone got it.
Oh, yeah. Florida Man Twitter is easy.
Well, no, this guy, he's got the different iterations. The new Florida Man account, a man of mystery and power whose power exceeded by only his mystery. What is this?
Exceeded only by the grip of an alligator.
It's about like one person, though. Like, I want to make an
calling
account.
Himself the Florida Man.
Yeah,
there's a subreddit called r/FloridaMan in Reddit, so.
Oh, so there's no way that account's available.
Yeah, it's probably good.
God, all my ideas. Dictionary of cliches, a Florida man. Like that's
you
I
should
want
do one of them. Do one of them.
I'm going to look. On break, I'm going to see if either one of those. So don't bother looking when you hear this because I'll have already potentially done it. Potentially. Well, music. Calm down there, music. All right, we'll be back. It's hour one. I don't know. It's a problem. Some Florida music. It's actually kind of sounds a little Florida-ishy. But don't go anywhere. We will actually talk about every NFL logo ranked. We are going to be talking about baseball later, maybe a little bit of the basketball playoffs. And I want to talk some football because there's been a lot of big news. So it's 3 hours of In This League. Don't go anywhere, my friends, even if a Florida man tells you to. I'm the Welsh. That is Bogman. We'll be back.